Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Congratulations!
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
Josh Giddey, I love you. Giddey, open three. Yes!
Oh, what a pass to Sticks. He laid it in.
Hey, Magic Giddey.
You know, this was where I wanted to be. They embraced me from day one when I first got here. Teammates, front office, the fans, and it felt like home really quickly.
But overall, from where he started to where he was today, I thought he really made really, really good progress over the course of the season.
Oh, he's got Giddey to steal, right for the lead! Yeah!
Big time plays! Big time plays!
Williams to Giddey over the midcourt line, gonna go!
Giddey for the win!
Midcourt!
Oh! Oh!
My God! I cannot believe this! Magic Giddey! Good day, mate!
And that is a great way to bring him in. Adam Amin, Stacey King on the call, as you heard there. We go to our Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And that is where we get to talk to Bulls guard Josh Giddey. Josh, thank you so much for taking the time the day before the season begins to join us today.
Hi, guys. No problem. Thank you for having me.
I do want to start with what was played in the montage to begin with. The fact that the Bulls and you agreed to a long-term commitment, because we laughed about it here on the show. Every game, I was like, Josh Giddey just made more money. Josh Giddey just made more money. The Lakers game, obviously, we said the same thing. Josh Giddey made more money. You and the Bulls agreed to this extension 4 years. What did you think about just the commitment that both you made to the Bulls and the Bulls made to you to start this season on that note?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is where I wanted to be long term, and to be able to lock in for another 4 years is very exciting. I'm very happy with it, and it's exactly what I wanted. So I'm glad we got it done. Obviously, it took a bit of time in the end, and that's part of any business where a negotiation takes place. But yeah, as I said, this was always where I wanted to be. I never had any interest in leaving or going anywhere else. It just, you know, came down to the business part of it, which is, you know, years and dollars in the end. So we got that figured out, and as I said, locked away for another 4 years. So super happy, excited, and ready for the season to start tomorrow.
In that process, was there ever a point where you had doubt whether or not you get this type of deal done? And did you ever consider the qualifying offer at any point?
Look, I mean, you always assess all your options when you're in restricted free agency, and it was obviously a unique one with, you know, not a lot of teams having cap room and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, it was my first time going through that. But you know, I had good guidance, I had good people around me. I tried to keep the circle small so I wasn't hearing too many voices. But you know, in the end, I let my agent negotiate the deal, and you know, I trusted him, and they got, as I said, they got it done in the end. I would have loved to be back in Chicago. I would have loved for it to be done on day one. I think, like any player, would you don't really want the contract looming and hanging over you for a while. But you know, as I said, it's a business and negotiation, so that's kind of how it goes. But glad it got done, and yeah, I'm, as I said, 4 more years, and I'm super excited, and it's exactly where I wanted to be.
Love that this is where you wanted to be. Trust me, that resonates with the people of Chicago. They love hearing that. They love it when athletes want to be here. I got a couple questions for you here, Josh. First of all, Do you know Bears punter Torrey Taylor, a fellow Australian?
I've spoke to him before. I know who he is, obviously, but I've never actually caught up with him or met him. But, yeah, very aware of who he is.
Okay, okay. We'll try to make that match happen at some point in time. Maybe we'll get Torrey Taylor to the sidelines at a Bulls game, or maybe even vice versa. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is relative to this time last year when you come to the Bulls, and it's for a very popular player and Alex Caruso. It feels like maybe your career, as young as you are, is at something of a crossroads. How different does it feel at this moment relative to last year with the Bulls and getting used to being here and everything that goes with change?
Yeah, it's a lot different. And I mean, every time, you know, you get traded, you come into a new situation. It's kind of like being drafted for the first time. And when I got to Oklahoma, I was brand new. I didn't know anybody in the city. I hadn't been in that environment before. And it's very similar to the trade. And when I first got to Chicago, I was, you know, the new kid on the block. I didn't know anybody here. And I built a relationship very quickly. And it felt like home from very early on. But, you know, a year later, it's a completely different feeling coming into the start of the season. I'm a lot more comfortable here, obviously. In terms of, you know, on court, off court, my relationships that I've built with all the people here, from, you know, coaches to the staff with the players. So, yeah, a lot more comfortable. The feeling's a lot different from what it was a year ago. So, as I said before, I think we're all ready for the season to start, and I'm glad it's right around the corner.
We're talking to Bulls guard Josh Giddey right here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Of course, the buzzer beater was an incredible moment. I got to see it in person with Adam Amin, who was just in our studio, you know, the Bulls announcer. But I also loved what happened in that game before that. Your steal to set up Kobe White to be able to make the shot before the Lakers responded, and then you took the other one. How much of that do you want to be a part of your game moving forward? Because I feel like you got on a really good clip there when it came to stealing, having an eye for that turnover. How would you describe that part of your game?
Yeah, I think that's obviously a part of my game that needs to continue to grow. And, you know, I've spoke about it a lot with Billy and now other coaches, just finding ways to be impactful on that side of the ball. And I think in a situation like that, it's about using your IQ more than it is your defensive ability. And I kind of knew that he had to get the ball in quick, and I was able to make the read and get the steal. But, you know, I think defense isn't all about steals. There's a lot of components that go into being a good defender. And you can do it individually, you can do it, you know, inside a team system. So we kind of have that more team-orientated defense opposed to those, you know, individual lockdown defenders, which I think could be very, very valuable and tough for guys to play against. So I think not just me, but a lot of guys on this group are trying to make strides in that area. And I think this preseason has been really, really encouraging. And I think coming into this season, our defensive identity needs to be established from the start, and I really think it will be.
Okay, so I'm curious, Josh, because you averaged 21.2 points, 10.7 rebounds, 9.3 assists after the All-Star break last year. I mean, that's a near triple-double. And now with Kobe being sidelined indefinitely as he recovers from the hamstring, and no Zach Collins to speak of, how do you feel like your stats are going to translate this year? Because I think you can average a triple-double given the pace of play that the Bulls go.
Yeah, I mean, stats are not something I've ever really come into a season or a game thinking about. I think they happen, you know, naturally. And, you know, with the way I play, I love to rebound. I love to pass the ball. So they're kind of naturally occurring things. And, you know, obviously with Kobe, I think me and Kobe are both better with each other on the floor. So having him not out there, I think not just hurts the way I play, but it's a big loss because he's a massive part to what we do here. And obviously you never want to see a player get injured, and Big Zach with the wrist, you know, obviously that hurts us as well with his presence around the rim and his physicality. So anytime a player gets hurt, you never want to see that, but it's kind of next man up mentality. And I think that's something we've and Billy's hopped on, you know, all preseason with guys being out with different injuries. So we're ready. I think we've got a deep roster, and that's one of the luxuries of having a roster like this, is when one guy goes down, the next man is ready to step up. So we've got trust and confidence in everybody in this locker room, and, you know, come tomorrow night, there'll be opportunities for different guys, and guys have to be ready to step up and embrace the moment.
Can't wait to see what it looks like. I was at the Milwaukee preseason game this year, Josh. I'm not even sure if you were playing in that game, but one thing I noticed was Jalen Smith sitting on the bench, and there was a group of fans that were trying desperately to get his attention, and they were chanting his name. And finally, Jalen Smith, and I think he wasn't ignoring them, but he just stands up and he waves to them. And I look at Jalen Smith and I'm like, That's a great guy right there, acknowledging a bunch of children, chanting his name. What is it about Jalen Smith? Do you like playing with him? Am I right about him that he seems like a great dude?
Yeah, no, that kind of sums him up. That's the kind of guy that he is, very bubbly, fun guy to be around. And, you know, I think the thing about him is that, you know, his minutes have fluctuated and he's had to deal with that, which can be tough for any player. But his attitude and his effort, you know, every time he comes into practice or a game, never wavers. And that's one thing you really respect about a guy in his position. So, you know, unbelievable teammate. I think, you know, I speak for all the guys when I say how much we enjoy being around him and playing with him.
We're talking to Josh Giddey, Bulls guard, right here on Raheem Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. And Josh, the NBA put out a press release today that a record 135 international players from 43 countries are now playing in the league. Of course, I thought of you when it came to the representation from Australia. A record-tying 13 players now from Australia are all here, including a teammate of yours in Lachlan Ulbrich. So how do you consider not just having a fellow countryman on the team, but also just Australia's presence in the league growing?
Yeah, I love it. And I mean, you know, when you're a kid growing up in Australia playing basketball, you look up to all the other Australians that are doing that in the NBA. And I was no different. You know, I used to grow up watching, you know, Dellavedova and Joe Ingles and those type of guys. And, you know, that's what I wanted to be like when I was younger. And now I think you're seeing the growth in Australian basketball with kids, you know, being drafted, and whether it's coming through the National League over there or through the college system or whatever it is, you know, Australia's really becoming a pipeline for NBA talent. And, you know, I'm super, super excited to see the growth that continues to have. And, you know, it's a good problem when you've got your national team having NBA players possibly missing out on making the team. And we've never had that as a country. So to be in that position now, it's kind of a blessing and a curse at the same time, because you want all your NBA guys playing, but it's a battle to make those type of decisions. So, you know, Australian basketball is growing at a pretty good rate, and seeing 13 guys in the league now is super exciting, and I hope the future holds for many more kids to enter the NBA.
I'm just so curious how you see the league this year, the Eastern Conference specifically. There's been so many injuries, and now it seems a little bit more wide open. Now you're dealing with your own set of injuries with Coby White and Zach, as we just mentioned, but how high can this team go this season as far as a regular season record and a standing in the East?
Yeah, I mean, as you said, the East is pretty wide open with, you know, teams dealing with different things. And you don't want to really put a cap on a team going into a season, because I think, and as I said earlier, we've got a lot of confidence in the guys that we have in this locker room. And we think, you know, I think the world of this group, and I think we can do special things. And, you know, I don't want to make a prediction or say we can be this team, or, you know, then you got those expectations, you don't live up to it. But I really do believe in this group. And I think we obviously, everyone wants to win championships and everyone wants to be playoff teams, and we're no different. But it's about taking the right steps and not skipping steps to get to that point. So long season ahead, 82 games. And if we do all the right things and play the way we need to play, I think when we look back after 82 games, we're going to be pretty happy with where we end up.
And Josh, one of the reasons we were inspired to request to have you on and wanted to make it happen was because one of your biggest fans in Chicago is in our studio, our producer, Robbie Triano. So I cede the floor now to Robbie to ask you a question.
Josh, what's up, King? Welcome to the show. So not to pat myself on the back or anything, but I don't think there's anyone here in the city of Chicago that kind of praises you more than me, damn near glazes. So here's the question. As a long hair hooper like you, how the hell do you keep your hair like that during a game? Because you're playing a lot of minutes, and like I understand you probably use some product. How much are you using, and what does your hair budget look like? Because it seems immense.
I don't know what the budget is, because my sister actually buys the product for me, but I do. Yeah, every time I get out of the shower, I dry my hair, I put product in it. So during a game, when I start to sweat as the game gets further and further into it, my hair gets, you know, obviously more and more wet, and it's hard to keep out of my eyes. But that's kind of when I know I need to cut it, when it starts bothering me to that point. But, you know, I put product in it. But yeah, no, when I start sweating, it does get in my eyes. So I'm actually getting a haircut tonight, funnily enough, you asked.
Well, you're getting a haircut? Whoa, breaking news here on The Score. Yeah. Are you serious?
It's a trim. You won't be able to tell, but yeah, it'll keep it out of my eyes.
What do you think of Robbie's question? Scale of 1 to 10. He just asked you two really good questions. What do you think?
10. Both great.
Yeah!
Wow.
That's our guy, Bob Tree.
Hey, before that's us talking Giddy.
Before we let you go, I do want to ask, because you really harped on the defensive nature out of the gate. Is there something you can point to say, hey, we know we're doing well because this is happening defensively? Like, is there something specific that you want fans and us, the media, to look for in tomorrow's game against the Detroit Pistons?
I think the physicality, that's one point we've really emphasized this preseason. I think physicality, communication, you know, that doesn't require any skill. I think that's more an effort-driven thing. And we've got all the right guys to embrace those, you know, that type of identity. So tomorrow night, you know, it needs to be about us and for the whole season, setting the tone on that side of the ball. So being physical, that's something we need to start from the jump. And I think, you know, our preseason has really been hopped on that identity and being physical. So I think tomorrow night, you know, we'll set the tone with that early, and there needs to be a flow-on effect for the rest of the season, because that side of the ball is obviously very important to how we need to play and get out and run on offense.
Josh Giddy, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a lot of fun, and thanks to your sister for doing an excellent job with the product selection.
Thanks,
thank you
Josh.
So much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good luck with the season that starts tomorrow night. That is Josh Giddy joining us here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. Robbie, well done. You were the inspiration for us to even be bold enough to request the interview.
He's getting a haircut. Like, that's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Like, the fact that he plays a game and the hair is never in his eyes, it's insane. Like, how does that happen?
You were made to do a Josh Giddy interview post-game show. You were. So how did you feel about everything? Did you get everything
off? You guys
off?
Nailed it. I had goosebumps. Mm-hmm. I said the word glaze. I don't know if I should have said that, but I did.
he knew what you were saying. But are you relieved to know, Robbie Triano, that the haircut is only a trim and not like a full-on new look?
Right, but I could see why he was taken aback a little bit by that.
Yeah. Do you think he'd ever go with a headband? If we ever get headband Giddy, like, the league may be on notice.
He's never done that?
I think he's done headband Giddy. I'm pretty sure in Oklahoma City, he did the headband thing.
We might have had that.
Would he do, like, the thin headband? These are the questions on the tops of everybody's
mind. Like I said, like, literally. I'm a long-haired hooper. Like, people call me the Giddy on a pickup court. Like, when I play, like, I have to have the hairband or else, like, it's just in my eyes and I can't see.
Were there any other questions that you had for Josh Giddy that we didn't get to?
You guys nailed it. But I think, like, does it piss him off that, like, everyone says he doesn't play defense? It has to piss him off.
Well, why do you think I brought up the steal? Because I was like, if he doesn't steal that ball, they don't win the game.
He ended the year averaging over a steal a game, and you're exactly right.
Like, that's it. Like, I know he knows he needs to get better. He said it a couple times. But I did want to point out that the way that buzzer beater was able to happen was in large part because he stole the ball from LeBron James. That was a bad pass from LeBron James. So he intercepted that pass.
If he's going to mess around and get a triple-double, though, do we care if he doesn't play great defense?
We do.
You still, because Vooch doesn't play a lot of defense, and they knew that going in, they have to have more out of him specifically.
Yeah, and Adam Amin talked about how does Dalen Terry get more court time, perimeter defense. And Giddy, throughout that interview, kept on stressing defense. And even aside from Layla asking him about the steal that led to his... That was one thing I wanted to ask, actually, but I thought it would be too dramatic.
What?
Like, how much did that shot... And this does sound dramatic. How much did that shot change his life? I know he's young, like, just up to this point. Like, that is like... And I get it. I get the context with which it was in. It's a regular season game, all of that stuff, but you hit a half-court shot like that, and that coming together moment in relative terms, that has to be something that he takes with him just about every day.
That's interesting.
Don't want it to define you, because it was regular season.
No, I mean, to this point, though, it defines him.
I mean,
him.
I had to joke, though, because it was a running joke on this show. Listeners know. Like, we would be like, Josh Giddy just made $2 million more dollars. Josh Giddy just made $1 million. Like, you got to give credit when it's due, when people are doing the most they can do to get in that position.
I think the one question I didn't ask him was about his 3-point shooting, because it's improved so much dramatically. Like, post All-Star break, he's shooting over 45% from three, and that was part of the reason he was averaging a near triple double. And also, last year was his best year as a professional player. And it's not close. If you go look at his numbers and just the efficiency, the usage, all of it, and I think his usage is going to tick up this year. And I'm just really curious what this Bulls team is going to look like. I had them winning a bunch of games, and now I'm hedging that bet a little bit because of the Kobe White news and because they won't be at full strength to start the season. But I think there's an opportunity here. If Billy Donovan does Billy Donovan things with this group, I think they can make a push to not be in the play-in this year. Like, that's the thing. I don't think they're going to be a play-in team if they do.
I mean, I just can't get over what I talked to Adam Amin about. Like, if there's a possibility that they play even faster than last year. Like, how many miles in a game would Josh Giddey be running then, for example? That's something the NBA keeps track of, is your miles per game.
Zach Collins, well built for that, as opposed to Nikola Vucevic. So I'm wondering how much Vuce we see, if that's really the goal.
What's the average?
I wonder if we see Vuce the entire season, to be fair.
What are they going to move him for, Layla?
I mean, it depends on who needs who. You know, that's always how this goes in the league. We just talked about how injuries might change who you think is coming out of the East.
Right. Facts.
What's like an average number of miles that an NBA player runs? Like,
let's see.
Just a normal,
you can Google
just like
it. Like
a normal
most,
amount, since you brought that up.
Miles run per game.
Yeah, it's good. Miles run per game.
It depends. Let me see. I know, I feel like that's
healthy. That's perfect, actually.
In 2014, the average team covered 16.9 miles per game. In
the average
2023,
team?
The average team covered 17.9 miles a game.
No, but like, what does an average
player's speed and distance is an advanced stat in the NBA. How do you like them apples? And the team that... this is dumped alphabetically.
2.55 miles is what I'm finding in the runner's world.
Tyrese Maxey ran the most in the NBA regular season last year at 2.9.
But on average, a guy runs like 2.5 miles per game.
Yeah, 2.5 miles.
Okay. So there you go.
Okay, thanks.
We need to talk about the fact that Troy Aikman responded to the Caleb Williams backlash about him talking about Caleb Williams, about him talking about, you know how it is. We'll hear from Troy Aikman next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2. On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Caleb Williams, he's a little late to see it and almost throws that thing flat-footed, but with his arm, he gets it out there to him and a nice pickup. Yeah, I'm not sure if he does. Here's Shane Rasteel right here, and Caleb Williams comes off the play fake, and he has a chance, but either that's just... the throw's not even close. I mean, if Shane Rasteel wasn't there, the ball would not have been catchable.
That was from last week. Troy Aikman, Joe Buck, Monday Night Football on ESPN, when we heard his analysis of Caleb Williams, his color commentary, if you will. And the former quarterback got a lot of heat from a lot of Bears fans, and there was a lot of discussion just surrounding whether or not Aikman was critical. I think the biggest discussion that made it make sense was when people talked about how he was talking about Jaden Daniels versus how he was talking about Caleb Williams. We addressed it here, and Mark Grody, you know this. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score, that it was not only brought up by us, it was brought up by the Bears themselves. Unprovoked, the head coach said something without being asked a question about it. Then there was another follow-up. Then Caleb Williams talked about it. Then he posted on his social media making a joke about being lucky. So this was not something that was media stirring the cauldron. Ha 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 ha. We're going to create something out of nothing. This was there, and people addressed it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I will just say, like, from why I was not at the game, I was watching it on television along with everybody else. The frequency of criticisms was high. There is no doubt about it. Probably relative to the other analysts, like, you just don't hear that much real critiquing of guys, like in terms of the negative. None of it was unfair either. I latched on to specifically the giving your wide receivers more of a chance once they catch the ball to gather yards after the catch. And Layla, you're talking about like this being a real thing and people echoing it. How about Declan Doyle when he was asked about it and took it and run with it, saying, oh yeah, Caleb will tell you, talk about it all the time, trying to put your receivers in better positions to make plays. So you could look at that as one of two ways, that the Bears coaching staff shared that in the production meetings with Troy Aikman, or Troy Aikman ain't dumb. He saw the exact same thing that the Bears were seeing.
I love that Troy Aikman has not backed down on this, and I love that if you objectively watch the game, you can say, yes, Jaden Daniels was praised more than Caleb Williams. And I think that's where the initial problem that a lot of fans had with it here in Chicago. But also, Troy Aikman wasn't wrong. He didn't say anything that was invalid.
Right.
Let's listen to what Troy Aikman had to say, because he did respond, as Marshall mentioned, to the Ticket radio station in Dallas when he was asked about his comments.
Does, and we're talking about Caleb Williams, there's been some word out of Chicago that the fan base, even the head coach, mentioned that, I guess announcers don't like the way we win. I watched the game on it, and I didn't get that from you. And personally, I've been very skeptical of him, but it looks to me like he's starting to maybe figure this thing out.
Yeah, I think so. It's I like Caleb Williams. I'm a fan of his. I like the way he plays. I think that what I've seen of him in Chicago, I mean, I'm certainly a big fan of Ben Johnson's and the things that he does offensively. We've talked about that over the years. And, so Caleb is used to doing it one way, and now he's kind of being asked to do it a little bit differently. And so I've seen a guy who very easily could have just said, no, this is the way I play, and not really want to be quite as structured as what Ben's offense requires. But yet, you know, he's jumped in it, and he's done a nice job. And you've seen kind of as he's gotten more and more comfortable with what he's being asked to do, you still see he's so great at being able to create plays with his legs that I think he kind of fights that urge to do that because he's trying to play within the structure of the offense. But I think as he gets more and more reps, as he gets more and more games under his belt within this system, it's only going to continue to be better and better. But I really like, and it's early. I mean, it's an early sample, but I really do like what Ben Johnson has done. It's a big job that he's taken on, and some of the struggles that Chicago has had over the years. But I do think they're on their way, and I think that as long as Caleb continues to buy into what they're doing offensively, I think the sky's the limit, because Ben's really creative in how he attacks defenses, and he proved that in Detroit. And he's, you know, they start out 0-2. Of course, you guys saw the Dallas game. I think that was Caleb's best game that I've seen. It was the game against Dallas. But they have found ways to win, and they've won 3 in a row, and now they're 3-2, and things are feeling pretty good for them.
That was Troy Aikman on with Dunham and Miller on the Ticket in Dallas. That was George Dunham asking him the questions. And I feel like that's how he talks. In fact, I used to listen to that segment every week. Troy would come on, and he would talk about every single person that he analyzed, I feel like, in a similar manner. Was it contrasting? What I think the biggest portion of it was probably how he talked about Jaden Daniels smiling and being calm on the bench after an interception when that wouldn't have necessarily been the case for Caleb Williams. You know, that's probably the biggest example I can give. But I just think Aikman holds Caleb Williams to a very high standard and saw some opportunities that perhaps were missed because of timing. Now, if they want to make it personal, and I've said this before, the Bears, then that was the right thing to do. Make it personal and go out there and wreck shop the next week. That's what you want to do. Use it as motivation. But I do feel like that is how he talks about a lot of what he sees.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think Troy Aikman said anything wrong, first of all. And to your point about the Jaden Daniels laughing on the bench after the turnover, that is a valid point, but that's not a Troy Aikman thing. That's a national media thing. That's a national media that would have run with that if that had been Caleb Williams. I think Troy wouldn't have said anything super, like, just disagreeable about it if it had been Caleb Williams. And the point is, Jaden Daniels has earned that much in what he's done so far as an NFL player that he can take whatever approach he wants because he's done something. Caleb Williams hasn't done anything to this point. So that's why he's more under the eye. And plus, of course, he's the number one overall pick, not the number two overall pick.
I will say, Bears, feel free to get on Troy Aikman for saying that the Bears got lucky on the Swift. It was the Swift 55-yard play, right? That he said that?
With the missed tackle.
Yeah.
Right. So like that I get. Like if Caleb is offended by that, if Bears fans are offended by that, understandable, man. When you get a 55-yard catch and run and you get into the end zone, then you have the top analyst saying you got lucky. I get that. Something he said during that, just as a point of analysis, like listening to his actual analysis of Caleb Williams, that struck me, and I think a lot of people are thinking and not necessarily saying, it's two parts here, man. It's he's used to doing it one way, his way, the Caleb way, and now he's getting used to doing it a different way with Ben Johnson for the first time in his life because he did not listen to or he was not given the right things to do last year. And then Troy, towards the end, says, as long as he continues to buy in, that's such a huge thing here with Caleb Williams, who has done it one way, like he said, his whole life, a way which has worked, working independently, essentially. Can you continue to buy in?
Now, you know, did the Bears say maybe drop an I formation play reminiscent of the offense he used to run
and
run it in easily up the middle for 11 yards as motivation or as a response or something? I don't know where they came up with that. Then that's the best answer, you know. But I think that that is just how he saw the game. And there have been various questions about it too. You know, oh well, Troy Aikman went to UCLA. He also went to Oklahoma. He was one of the early ones who switched schools. You know, there was that aspect of it too. So I don't necessarily think that it was as personal as it seemed in times, but I don't blame people for thinking that, if that makes sense.
People are searching for the information and data that will match their feelings.
Well, apparently we're not the only ones. Troy also had more to say on The Ticket in Dallas about NFL fan bases as a whole. And oh, by the way, he works with Joe Buck.
There's times when I've walked out of the stadium thinking, you know, man, could I have said that maybe a little bit differently, or was I a little bit too hard on this particular player? But Monday night wasn't one of those. And so I was kind of caught off guard Tuesday night. When I first heard about it, I'm still not real sure exactly what it's all about, but you know, it just is. It's part of the job, and it comes with it. And you know, I accept that certainly. I mean, I've been doing this a long time and understand what comes with it. So it's just kind of part of it. And then after this week, everyone kind of moves on to something else. But yeah, so it's you never quite know what. You know, people are motivated for different reasons. So however it got initiated, I'm not real sure, but it's not something that I really lose much sleep over.
Fair enough. What does cause Troy Aikman to lose sleep at this point in his life? I feel like he's living pretty well.
Especially when you get texts like this. Troy Aikman is a great analyst and one of the manliest men alive. Love Troy.
Is it bad that I knew you were going to pick that specific text as soon as you went to the text line? I'll say this. Troy is like, I don't know where this came. Troy, it came from where all things come from, social media. That's where it came from. It built like a snowball on social media. That's where the pitchforks are and the torches are these days is, oh, I don't like what he said. You don't like it? I don't either. I don't like it either. And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, Troy Aikman's talking smack about the
Bears. Yeah, I'm not here to justify whether or not something is news. And when people speak, we're going to be fair. And we're going to let people speak for themselves, which is exactly what everyone has done. And if you want to know why we're still talking about this, that's why. Because that's the right thing to do.
You don't think he's manly or what? The Troy Aikman?
I just knew you would pick up on that and run with that. That's what I knew.
There's definitely manlier people than Troy Aikman, though.
He is a pretty manly guy, though.
I'll say
you
this.
You know what I mean? Rugged good looks, the whole thing.
He's a handsome man, but there's manlier people.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Some points were made about when he said lucky. 630 is talking to you, Mark. He says, I believe Troy said he was lucky to get that pass off. Time was running off the play clock.
Fair.
That's what I thought it was regarding.
Yeah, well, I would say that's fair. It's just like that's not the word you want to use in that. He's right, but I understand why it would insult Bears fan sensibilities to see that play and then to have the analysts say it was lucky. Especially since the frequency of critiques was high. Again, not wrong, but I did notice it. And usually I don't even want to talk about that stuff. I always feel like that's so manufactured by people and it's like paranoia. I noticed it and I don't really care about it usually.
It's also magnified because of the other quarterback being Jaden Daniels.
Absolutely.
Like, this is 100. The comparison game is going to be played as long as they're both in the league. And that's what happens.
Yeah, and one quarterback is ahead of the other. Has Caleb Williams made some strides on Jaden Daniels? Yes. He's not at Jaden Daniels' level yet, though.
I brought it up before, and I think it's worth bringing up again. Yeah, I talked about that book, American Kings, the Seth Wickersham piece. And Sean Payton is quoted there for drafting Bo Nix. And he said, I don't care what people think of me right now. I care what people think of me in 3 years. Because he wants to see what Bo Nix looks like then. I want to know what Caleb Williams looks like and what this offense looks like in December, which is what the head coach told us. But is he quarterback one probably looking at the tape and seeing some of the same things because he's probably the hardest person on himself out of everybody?
Hopefully.
I'm assuming that's the case. And I think there are head coaches and other coaches in that building who will probably feel the same way.
I don't know if it was 3 years since he's been drafted because that hasn't come yet. But I can tell you he looked really good in the fourth quarter of the Broncos last win. Bo Nix did. That's what I can say.
Well, and I mean, I think that still is probably the benchmark for Sean Payton. It's not even this season.
Right.
And that's how you should give quarterbacks time.
All of us.
I've been told to go pet my cat. That's the worst it got with me being critical of Caleb.
We all want to see Dave the cat. What the heck?
Yeah, well, I'll put
Why just Mark?
You know what? I haven't put an Instagram video out of old Dave the cat in a while. So
You still have an Instagram?
Yeah.
A new one. He has a new one.
Mark,
the old one's
double
still
underscore.
Trying to sell crypto.
Hell yeah, man. No, Mark, double underscore.
So you don't actually have a G-Wagon?
No. I got a G-Weezy is what I got.
You know how you would know if it was Mark's is if Dave the Cat were sitting on top of the G-Wagon.
That is true. He likes to sit right in front of the important papers that I put in front of him.
Another thing I know about Mark Grody is that he likes to take liberties with song lyrics. Well, apparently you're not the only one. What if I told you that a professional producer and recording artist did the same thing?
What? I am blown away already. I can't wait to hear about it.
That's next on The Score.
You ain't my bitch!
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So here is what the description of this is in our rundown, which is hilarious, by the way. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and it says, Fat Joe messes up lyrics like Grody. This is going to apply to like two people. But somewhere in here, since we just mentioned the ticket in Dallas, is a reference to Fat Joe leaving Atlantic. And for those two people, you know what I'm talking about.
You're going to enjoy this so much, Grody. I promise you, you will enjoy this.
I can't wait.
So Mark Grody has a habit of sometimes getting lyrics wrong in songs.
Ripping your pillow down!
It's supposed to be tight, which Dustin Rhodes said there. And unfortunately, Mark said pillow down.
Dustin is a better musician and lyricist than I.
He was thinking of down feathers in the pillow, I think.
Or say the song Metallica Ate My Blank. It's
You Ate My Beer!
Dustin and I are performing at Martyrs this weekend, by the way.
It's supposed to be it. So it's one thing when somebody whose job is not a professional recording artist. It's another when it is somebody like Fat Joe, who's a noted producer and recording artist.
Yeah, and Fat Joe has a podcast now with Jadakiss, and it's Joe and Jada. That's the name of the podcast.
Catchy.
Yeah, Joe and Jada. And this is where the discussion took place about lyrics.
But Biggie Smalls, to this day, his flows, his cadence. You know, I help get the song together with him and Bone Thugs and Harmony. That's another album. Look up the first Bone Thugs and Harmony first album, sold 30 million records. It's 1999. For the love of money, gotta get that money, baby. Money, baby. Gotta get that money, baby. Let me tell you something, boy. I miss my Uncle Georgia.
Call them George. Miss my Uncle Georgia. It's Uncle Charles.
It's Uncle Charles.
Call them Uncle George. I miss my Uncle Georgia.
Well, at least, yo.
Is that supposed to be the Thuggish Ruggish?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony. Instead of saying, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
Yeah, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
Let me tell you something, boy. I miss my Uncle Georgia.
The best part is he sounds so hard. Like I love that. Like the artists and the producers now are like, you don't even know the struggle. Like old man and old woman stories have now been relating to like hip hop artistry. And he's like, you know, we're working on this. Like a lot of people don't even know that I did this. Here's a lyric that's wrong.
Never mind Harrison Ford. I want Fat Joe in the studio. He and I could totally hang out and totally relate and just lean back. You know what I'm saying?
Nicely done, Grody.
To
Fat Joe's credit on the Joe and Jada podcast, he went on to say that he can't even remember the lyrics to his own songs.
He did say that. So it was hilarious when he said it. I was like, oh, yeah. He's lost a step, proverbially speaking.
We've seen some artists who have to have, you can tell, they have to have the lyrics to some of their songs in front of them when they perform. perform.
Lil Wayne, he's one of them. I've seen it.
Lil Wayne,
yep. Life is tough, man.
Got a big old teleprompter in front of the stage.
Not Wayne.
Wait, that's a right. Prompter?
Yeah, teleprompter. How it's about, out there. Look it up.
That's egregious. That's like you might as well be at the karaoke bar.
The Cash Money crew on their 30th anniversary show here did not have a teleprompter.
That's what's up.
Jadakiss and the Lox did not have a teleprompter. And if they did, I couldn't see it.
That was the formal event, right? Where everybody dressed up?
No, that was Jeezy. I didn't go to that one.
Okay.
G-Weezy?
No, just Young Jeezy. Oh. And don't you mean G-Easy?
Not the poor asthma-filled rapper. G-Weezy.
Wow. G-Weezy. Okay.
G-Weezy has a lot of trouble getting through his songs.
Yeah, I got up. G-Weezy puffing on his inhaler.
Yeah. I also like the self-deprecation of Fat Joe there, because he's just like, yeah, I messed up. It's not Uncle
Let me tell
George.
You some boy, I miss my Uncle Georgia.
If you see the video, he's into it. He's like, I miss my Uncle Georgia. And then it's like,
yeah, man, I miss my Uncle Georgia.
He's I totally get it, Joe.
847 says, gotta get that money, baby, is not correct either. You're right.
Oh, 847, the Muppets didn't even mess that up. Oh, that's funny.
Hey, at Wrigley Field this year, I saw Pearl Jam, and they messed up some lyrics, and Eddie stopped himself. He's like, oh, I messed that up, like right in the middle of it. Blink 182 messed some stuff up,
did
too.
They?
Yeah.
At Riot Fest?
And who's the lead singer?
I didn't even, Mark Hoppus?
No,
so
the other.
So is this an age thing?
I think the other guys, actually. It's Hoppus and, God, it's the main dude. But anyway, He said, stop giving me crap. This bleep is hard.
Tom DeLonge?
Tom DeLonge. I mean, they're both kind of the lead singers, right? But I always think Tom DeLonge is the real voice of Blink 182.
So and he got some songs wrong? Yeah,
I have a live question for you guys. When you guys are listening to music, do you listen more to like the instrumental music part, or do you focus on the lyrics more? Because I listen to the music part a lot more. I have the Grody issue where I mess up literally every single lyric all the time.
I think it depends on the song. Now, see, here's the problem. I listen to mostly old school hip-hop and R&B and heavy on the R&B, neo-soul. So, like, I'm listening to the words because I want to know what happened. I want to know how did we get here.
Yeah.
Nobody's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And just so many, like, my favorite artist, Big Luther, he has these songs, right? And you just start listening to the words of the song. You might think it's catchy the first time you hear it, but you know, like a second run through, like, that song was good. Let me hear it again. You start listening to the words, and you start pondering your own life based on what Luther's telling you.
Okay. I like how you distinguish his Big Luther Vandross as opposed to when he slimmed down.
Yeah, no, I'm not here for skinny Luther.
I have to read these two texts.
Go ahead.
815. That's a low blow. G-Eazy died of complications with asthma.
Jesus.
And then I was like, I don't think that happened. Wow. No, hold on. So I'm reading, and then I'm like, I'm not finding this. And then, never mind. That was Eazy-E.
That was Eazy-E, yeah.
G-Weezy's a rapper we just made up.
I cannot believe you that can't. Someone mixed up Eazy-E and G-Eazy. Oh, my goodness.
That person is also probably older. I'm telling you, this is the age is the X factor here.
309 says, with all these older rap references, can we get Twista a shout out? Always. Always.
We're going to see Twista tonight.
Oh my God, we are.
That's right.
Yeah. Twista's performing
I'm
tonight.
I'm going to miss it.
At an event, at a private event that we're going to
do. For Whale. Whale. That's my band.
Shout out Remy Martin.
Yeah.
Shout out Remy Martin.
Shout out everybody. But yes,
Whale. Check
Remy
out
Martin.
Whale. Poke it out. Whale. Yep.
Wale?
That's what she said.
Nice. Nice. Write that down.
Hold on.
He was looking down on me yesterday for those jokes.
Is there really a whale or is it Wale? Do you mean Wale?
I hope so.
Wale or whale?
Is it whale? There is. Oh, is it really? Is it Wale?
It's Wale.
Oh, man. I just know I like that one song. Poke it out. Poke it out.
It is definitely Poke
it
out.
Is it really Wale?
Yes.
Like out of Wale,
I mean, it is spelled like whale, Grody. It is spelled like whale.
W-H-A-L-E.
You are not wrong.
No, it's W-A-L-E.
There's no H. I'm done.
So it's out of Wale Agunlia. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
His main song, Moby Dick.
Yeah, I'm attracted to whales. I thought it was whale. Poke it out.
Oh my goodness.
And here I was.
I'm lost.
The least egregious mistake. I thought there was an H in the rapper Wale's name. But no,
Robbie's like,
it's Wale.
Like,
I was like, I've never heard of this. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, that song. And then I was like, And then you said Wale, and I'm like, oh no, it is Wale. That,
I could not think of any whale artists.
How sick would it be if their name was Whale? Like, that's a name that is waiting for a band. Yo, we're with Whale? I mean, who messes with Whale?
Our band. We're Whale.
All right,
no,
we're Whale. With
no,
our, with
no, we're no. not
G-Weezy's the lead singer.
Yeah, G-Weezy? Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like Linkin Park, where we have a singer and then the rapper, so G-Weezy's our rapper.
Oh, this is so,
as a group of habitual line steppers,
so
we have crossed
sorry.
The line.
This is the best thing since Bears 2. Oh, my God. This
no,
is
Bears
great.
2 still needs to happen.
You're right.
You know who else is down for a lyrical sing-along
oh, no.
or two?
Oh, no. Is he here?
They're here.
Oh,
Anthony
yes.
Heron and Matt Spiegel.
Oh, my God.
Next.
Let me tell you something, boy. I miss my Uncle Georgia.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.